What does the answering machine have to do with all of it?
Victoria called me that day.
What day?
September 11th. After the first plane struck the North Tower, she called to tell me she was trapped. She called to say goodbye.
Avery slowly put down her wine glass.
Oh, Emma, that's awful. And you kept the message all these years?
Yes, but not for that reason. Not because it was Victoria saying goodbye. She told me something else that day. I want you to hear it.
Slowly, Emma reached over to the answering machine and pressed the play button.
Emma, if you're there, pick up the phone. Emma, I'm in the city, at the World Trade Center. Something's happened. There was an explosion, and people are saying a plane hit the building. I'm in the North Tower, and I think we're trapped. There's a fire on the floors below us that's preventing us from getting to the ground floor. We're all heading up to the roof. There'll be helicopters. Some are saying to rescue us. I don't know if I believe it, but I'm following the crowd. There's nowhere else to go. I love you. Tell Mom and Dad I love them, too. I'll call again when I know what's happening. Bye for now.
Emma pressed a button to stop the recorder. She looked up to Avery, who had tears in her eyes.
Emma, that's tragic. I'm so sorry. It must be horrible to have that tape, to have that reminder.
There's more. Another message. And that's what I really want you to hear.
Emma took another sip of wine before starting the answering machine again.
Emma, it's me. Listen, I'm hearing some crazy things right now. It's all very chaotic, and I don't know what to believe. Terrorists and planes. And there was another explosion, and people are saying a second plane hit the tower. Or the South Tower. There's nowhere for us to go. The door to the roof was locked, so we're going to try to go down again. Someone said they know a different stairwell that might be open, so I'm going now, but everything that's happened with me, everything with the investigation, please know. It's important to me that you know. I didn't do the things they've accused me of. I loved Cameron, that much is true, but I didn't kill him. You know me, Em. You know I'm not capable of that. They said they found my blood and urine at the scene. That can't be true. None of it can be true. Please believe me. Emma, if I'm not able to get out of this building, please believe that I'm innocent. Please. Find a way, Em. Find a way to prove it. Please. Just find a way to prove to the world that I'm not the monster they've painted me to be. I've got to go now. I love you.
Emma reached to the center of the table and stopped the recording.